I hate using food stamps. It makes us look lazy, and it's embarrassing. I just wish we didn't need them.
Are you more concerned about what others think of you or what God thinks of you? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It's so easy to get caught up in making yourself look good to other people. On the other hand, it's really hard to admit when you need help and that you're not perfect. After all, won't other people look down on you for that? The best thing to do is worry less about what other people think of you and focus on what God thinks of you. After all, He sent His Son Jesus to save you, which is a lot more than what anyone else has ever done. Don't you think that means you should pay more attention to Him than anyone else too? Well, let's listen to our story. It's called Thanks for Food Stamps. Nora, why don't you go buy some bread and milk while I return something? Mom said on the way into the grocery store. She held out a food stamp debit card. Be sure to get the... She stopped when she noticed the pout on Nora's face. What's the matter? Oh, Mom, do I have to? Why can't you do it? Because there's a long line at the customer service desk and I want to get you to church on time for choir practice, Mom replied. Well, okay, but I'm not going to buy anything with that food stamp card, said Nora. I hate it. Mom sighed. Honey, you should be thankful we have these cards. We won't have to use them long, just until I can get a job. But it's so embarrassing, Nora wailed. Mom put her arm around Nora. This hasn't been easy for any of us, but we have so much to be thankful for, like how Dad is doing so well now after the accident. Remember how worried we all were? God has been taking good care of him, and he's getting better. I think God is teaching the rest of us a lot from this experience, too. Like what? Nora asked. Well, for one thing, I've learned to be more compassionate toward others, said Mom. When things were going well and we had plenty, I'm afraid I often judged people who had less. Sometimes I even thought they were lazy. Well, that's probably what people are thinking about us now, said Nora. Maybe a few people are, said Mom. But I'm learning that what other people think of me doesn't matter as much as what God thinks of me. And He loves me, and you too. We're His children, saved by the sacrifice of His Son Jesus, and He promises to give us everything we need. Mom smiled. This experience has also shown me how God is helping me to be more like Jesus. Like you, I hated using food stamps when we first got them, but now I realize I was being proud instead of being thankful for how God has chosen to provide for us. Nora sighed. I guess I'm being proud too, and that's worse than being poor, isn't it? I'll go get the bread and milk. So how about you? Do you ever feel ashamed because your family has less than others? Or are you proud that you have more than some kids? No matter how much you do or don't have, remember that everything comes from God. He loves you and promises to supply everything you need. So be grateful for the ways He chooses to care for you as He shapes you to be more like Jesus. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:6.
Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
And our key thought for the day, be grateful, not proud. Did you know there are 1.9 billion kids around the world and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus? You can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It's a solar-powered audio Bible that holds a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. Each purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.